I've already begun it. I know. So lay hold on it. And with patience, I'm telling you, be patient. God will hear your prayer. Be patient, be diligent. From the time I began to seek the Lord, to the time He delivered me from the sins, I initially sought God because of my drug and alcohol addiction. And it was over 10 years before He actually delivered me from that. From the point I began to seek Him, it was like 13 years of bondage. I began to seek Him when I was 19, and it was 2005. Doing the math in my head. 92, yeah, it was like 13 years. 13 years of bondage from the time I began to seek the Lord. And if I knew then what I know now, I would have sought Him a lot more frequently. But again, these are the way things ought to be so that we could learn. And I'll tell you what, through those 13 years of fruitless prayer, I learned something. To be patient with myself and also with God, but also with other brethren who are struggling in the same kind of things. I have patience. I don't despise the long suffering of God. I don't judge people who, oh, they can't overcome sin. You must not be God. Are you God's elect or not? What's with you? Overcome the sin. I overcame the sin. I'm not a drunkard. You need to overcome the sin. Don't despise the long suffering of God, which leads us to repentance. It leads me. It leads you. You do despise me because of that? That's your business. Verse 41. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite! Cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. That's the idea. Can the blind help the blind? Can the blind lead the blind? Can someone who has something in their eye help get something out of the eye of someone else? You have to first get your own eye clear. You have to see clearly first. The blind must first be healed of their blindness. The sinner must be first cleansed of his sin to be able to help others get out of sin. Well, if I had overcome no sin, then what could I tell you about overcoming sin? What hope could I give you? What could I lead you to but to more sin, into a cycle of sin and bondage? And rather to a cycle of deliverance upon deliverance, of righteousness to righteousness, from faith to faith. That's what I preach because that's what I live. How can you say to your brother, oh brother, let me pull out that thing in your eye, when there's a beam in your own? And it's not so much that about the scale of the things, but that, the scale has to do with from the one, the doctor has to first, the one who's doing the healing has to first be healed. What I mean, it's most important that the one who's going to try to fix things, the one whom the other one is trusting to have a clear shot at things, to have a clean field of vision, it's so much more critical that the one trying to help the other have been already helped. Now, can a man with two broken legs help another man with two broken legs to walk? Can the blind lead the blind, except they're going to both fall into the ditch? Let me help you. Okay, thanks. Same thing with the eyes. We can't be ourselves blind. We can't be ourselves blinded by sin or something else clouding our vision. Whether it be sin or false doctrine or whatever that is in the way of us seeing the kingdom of God clearly and being able to lead people in it, we have to first clean our own houses up. Judgment begins at the house of God. Those who would preach the word of God, those who would lead others, must first themselves be partakers of the cleansing, of the healing, of the deliverance. But people, it's human nature that, oh, you've got a problem. I see you've got something in your eye. and they've got themselves a problem. You know, so many times people, you know, they don't see their own faults, but they see the faults of others. I mean, we know this. It's a simple and profound truth. But we've got to understand, we need to cleanse ourselves. And the way we do that is by faith in Christ. That's what we do. He has given us promises. By these, we may be made partakers of the divine nature. And it is from the divine nature, from partaking in it, that we are able to perform the works of God. And that's glorious. Verse 43, another related matter. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. One of my favorite verses. This has to do with what we do. The things we do, the works we do, cannot be ignored. You can't just work evil and call yourself good. You can't say, I am of the kingdom of God, and do evil. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve Christ and sin. We cannot be the heirs of eternal life and be the bondservants of sin. If we bring forth sin, we're sinners. If we bring forth righteousness, we're righteous. As John in 1 John 3 says, let no man deceive you. Little children, don't let anyone deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous. Not one who says they're righteous, not one who says they have faith and therefore righteousness is imputed to them. In fact, while they're doing evil, no. A good tree brings forth good fruit. It's so simple. But men want to make it complicated. We've got to do right. It's an easy way for us to look at things. What you bring forth is evil. You're evil. In this the children of God and the children of the devil are made manifest. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. He that sins is of the devil. He that committeth sin is of the devil. That's what 1 John 3 says. So if we bring forth sin, we're of the devil. Very simple. The words we say, the actions we do. And I see this out of people's mouths. I've observed this for so many times. It's like you see people, what they speak, it's the abundance of their heart. I can't be free from sin. Or they say, you know, the things that are on their mind also, you know, like, oh, my car, I love my car. You know, the things that they speak is revealing a lot about them. What's their heart is filled with, their mouth starts